I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's broadcast begins with exciting news in Turkey for Pastor Andrew Brunson, plus revealed prayer needs, and ends with compassionate care for the forgotten children of Abkhazia. We've got a packed program for you, so we'll start today with a look at what happened in Turkey. On Friday, it was the verdict heard round the world. American pastor Andrew Brunson has been released. Although the conviction stands for terrorism and espionage in Turkey, Open Doors USA's David Curry says the court noted,
"You served enough time and we're going to let you go. You can fly back to the United States."
Amid the celebrations upon hearing the outcome, Curry reminds us that this case was about so much more than politics or religious freedom issues. This is about the body of Christ, because not everybody has a powerful government advocating on their behalf.
Turkey has been in the middle of a couple of cultures for a long time. My fear is they may be shifting towards an extremist agenda. It certainly seems that way. They're 31st on the world watch list. It's certainly going to be interesting to see how they move forward and whether or not they're going to allow more freedoms for their Christian community.
So what's next for the Brunsons? Curry says trying to find a new normal back home in North Carolina. There's one more thing Brunson's ordeal represents.
It's a reminder to us that we have tremendous freedom. With that freedom comes responsibility, one of which is to follow the biblical mandate to pray and to care for people who are persecuted for the name of Jesus, and to be a worldwide family and community.
Next, 72 hours ago, survivors of Hurricane Michael began surveying the damage wreaked by the storm. Words like war zone, devastation, and gone described not houses, but whole neighborhoods in the Florida panhandle communities that bore the brunt of the damage. Emergency crews were still making their way through rubble, even as NGOs were putting plans into place to send help. Food for the Hungry's Beth Allen says,
"We have made connections with someone who has been a partner of ours for quite some time, and now we're able to turn around and help this church in their time of need."
This partnering church will be buying emergency supplies locally and distributing them immediately. Flood buckets for cleanup are also in the works. Nearly every aid corps heading to help will be providing these items. Allen says it's the wreckage you can't see down the line that will also need their attention.
"There are emotional needs as well that you can definitely be praying for. Many people simply don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, especially if you're out of a home."
About a month into recovery is when you start seeing emotional trauma surface. If there's one thing that faith-based help teams are good at, it's helping to shoulder a burden.
"When people are in need like this, just the fact that someone would take the time to show up and help really is putting the gospel into motion. And it does cause people to ask questions. Why are you doing this for me?"
And from disaster, we turn to disability. Abkhazia is a tiny nation bordering Russia that declared its independence from Georgia in 1999. A large percentage of children there are born into a life of challenge and isolation. As Richard Page of SOAR International describes,
30% of their children are born with some form of physical disabling factor. Most of these kids are pretty much isolated during most of the year. There's not much opportunity for them to get out.
One church is reaching out to them with the compassion of Christ, and SOAR International comes alongside to help.
Every year, we try to do a camp to reach out to those kids plus their caretakers and share the love of Christ and the gospel message with them. They bring kids and caretakers from all over the country. It's quite an important event.
Due to the isolation of disabled children and their caretakers, the camp is often the only chance they'll get to hear about Jesus. And the camp is underway this week. So would you pray over it? You can also help SOAR and their church partners keep the camp going.
The churches there in Abkhazia are very poor, and so gifts towards the camp are always a huge help.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Deinicke Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.